Blog Talk Radio.
Want to say, isn't it a lovely day outside? I mean, really, really. I mean, this is what I've been waiting for, to just go outside in bikini. So thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to go outside in a full-fledged bikini. No, not even. First of all, it's nice outside. However, there's too many people walking up and down the street in pneumonia weather with poom-poom shorts on, etc. I love everyone. I love the sunshine. But there's a difference between nice and nice. So we need to get together to really start assessing our wardrobe when we look at the month of April. April has been showers. April has been cold. April has been sunny. However, it's not the summertime. We're still in that in-between stage. So for everyone that's out there in the poom-poom shorts and have their whole behinds out, please take in consideration that this is not the summer. We're almost there, but we're not there yet. Anyway, on tonight's show, we're going to have interviews with Wordplay, and we're going to have an interview with Ready. As a guest host tonight, we're going to have Miss Stiletto, so I'm about to call her up so we can get the show started. I'm really excited that she's taking the time to come out and show love on the Intune show tonight. I'm just, like, busting with joy because we share some of the same passions, which consists of shoes, okay? So thus the name, Miss Stiletto. So let's call her up right now and get her on the phone so we can just start the show. Let's get on. Hello, Miss Stiletto. Okay. For some reason, the call was established. However, I heard nothing, and I know if I heard nothing, you guys heard nothing as well. So basically, we're going to start off with a song because, you know, at 6:20, we're going to have, you know, Wordplay come on. So we're going to start off with one of his songs just to keep you guys, you know, in a loop. And, you know, then we can, you can either call in 818-495-6975 to voice your opinions and things of that nature. So let's listen to one of his songs and then, you know, we'll see if we can get Miss Stiletto on the line. So here we go with Wordplay song. And this one I happen to like is actually one of my favorites, and it's called Breathless. Let's take a listen.
Never let go of what you really think is yours, you know? Still fight for it, regardless what they say. Regardless what anyone says, man. Do you.
I believe.
know? Yo, here we go. Check it, yo. Throughout my mind, let these days go by. Contemplating suicide every time she cries. Another day, another squabble. I'm hoping all is well by the time that we see tomorrow. Let it all just fade away. They're telling me that you won't find it. Besides, my tears burst through. I try to tell the truth, but all my life inside is telling me she's gone. And I can't stop her. Avoiding every obstacle I could just to see her. All the friends telling me go practice in the mirror. But the image ain't clear. My ass turned to dust. Another dude's in the mix. Feel like giving up. Another lost trust going in the split of time. Father God telling me go. It was mine. I put a let it go all out the window, trying to hold on with my friend she holds. It ain't enough, gotta gain the trust. I gotta let the girl know it was more than lust. It was more than sex, it was sensuous. And I'm sensing this, gotta tell her this. In an instant, my life has passed me by. Without her by my side, it's worthless to try. Every night, every day, every time I try. Gotta swallow my pride, till my tears are dry. Say, do you see what I can see? These tears inside keep calling me. There's haunting dreams occurring. Please come take it away, take it away. No, no, baby, don't cry now. Hold yourself up, come stay for a while, and I'll come just take you away to our secret place.
So that was our boy Wordplay with Breathless. So, in the news. But before we go in the news again, we're going to try to give, matter of fact, let's go in the news and then we'll give Mr. Leto a call back in a second. Okay. And you probably hear this again because I probably want to reiterate this with Mr. Leto when she gets on the line. But the first thing that I wanted to just bring up, basically, was the whole royal wedding thing. I mean, people were actually going crazy, falling all in love, didn't miss the eye, teary eye, whatever you want to say, just so in love and captivating. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but, you know, I listen to the news every day, and I read at least 4 to 6 newspapers a day. So basically, so I can kind of keep myself current and have, you know, keep, you know, myself abreast of what's going on out here in the community and in the world. However, I just thought it was ridiculous when I was reading those prices about, you know, how much was being spent on this wedding. I mean, okay, yes, royalty, fine, good, granted. But when you think about the phenomenal amount that they spent on a cake, the cake cost more than her wedding dress, okay? The wedding dress that she had on, very traditional, really nice, really old-fashioned, whatever. However, the dress was a couple of $1,000s. I mean, almost $1 million for the dress. I mean, when you think about the tulips and the flowers that were planted just for the occasion, $50,000 for extra security and stuff like that, that would be stuff that wasn't coming out of their pocket. That was out of the taxpayers' money for all that extra security for the wedding and stuff of that nature. Now, when you think about things of that nature, I'm not saying that people don't supposed to have the perfect storybook wedding, and if you have it, why not, you know, use the money to do what you want to do with it. However, when you think about the phenomenal price tag on this wedding and how people were so captivated for the moment of this wedding, why aren't people captivated with the fact that there are people in North Carolina that just been bam, slammed, and killed by a tornado that need help rebuilding and digging and replacing and, you know, getting themselves together? Much deeper than that, what about the people in Japan that were hit numerous times with, you know, devastation, earthquakes? What about people that are still in Haiti from that devastation, still sleeping in tents on a street? What about that? I mean, all this money that's being spent for such a lovely occasion, yes, you know, I'm happy for you get married, whatever, who doesn't want to get married and have that whole storybook thing? But, I mean, the price tag, the amount of, you know, security, the things that went through to make this thing happen was totally crazy. I think we have Miss Stiletto on the line. Miss Stiletto, is that you?
Yes, I finally made it through.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, we have Miss Stiletto on the line. And, you know, I'm just really grateful, excited, and thrilled that you're on the show with me today. So thank you for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure. No problem. Anytime that I can help.
Yay! So I was just sitting here ranting and raving, Miss Stiletto, about the topic with the wedding. And,
yes.
You know, I hope I don't sound like I'm hating because I'm really not.
No.
I mean, everyone wants to be married and have, like, this fabulous
mm-hmm.
setup. But, you know, when
right.
you think about the deepest things, it's like, what?
You know,
the price tag on this thing
it,
was crazy. Mm-hmm.
My whole thing with the wedding is just, like, it was, the, like, the press coverage and everything. It was ridiculous. They just had a massive storm in Alabama, which killed at least about 120 people. And the main focal point on everybody's life at this point was the prince and the princess getting married. Like, I'm not a hater either, and, you know, I guess every girl dreams of having a dream wedding, but it just there's so many other things in this day and age that are going on that I think require just a tad bit more attention than, you know, is there a wrinkle in her dress or, you know, how much the cake was or just, you know, just I thought it was completely unnecessary. Like, I was so over it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly my point, Ms. Stiletto, that I was saying about the whole aspect of, you know, people are still devastated from Haiti, still sleeping on
mm-hmm.
the streets and tents. People,
mm-hmm.
Japan has been hit numerous times with earthquakes, and then all the people
mm-hmm.
down south are still trying to find their way. And we're
mm-hmm.
sitting here going crazy over $50,000 planting of tulips. You know, come on.
Right.
Give
right.
me a break. Like, that money couldn't
right.
have been used in a better way. That's
right.
my
I definitely
point,
agree.
You know?
I agree. I definitely
and,
agree. But, you
right.
know, I think the thing is with this day now, it's like, since there's so much devastation in the world, and I was actually watching something on TV about this, I think that, you know, society has turned more to the media as a point to break away from the reality and the hardships that are happening. Like, you know, you can sit there, and I mean, even myself, I'm my guilty pleasure is reality TV, watching these, like, you know, rich people, you know, but it's a way to kind of, you know, get away from everything that's going on for just a few moments to, like, you know, be enthralled in someone else's life and, you know, watch, like, oh my God, did she really just spend $12,000 on a cake that, you know, she's going to eat in, like,
right.
10 minutes, like, you know, so.
I understand. I totally understand what you're saying, and excuse me,
mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, a funny duddy. I mean, everything makes me laugh because I just love to
oh.
laugh, so you probably
no,
say
no,
a trillion
it's okay.
things where I might just start cracking up.
It's all right. Laughter is the best thing for the soul, they say, so it's good.
Definitely. And I love to do it. I'm guilty of that. That's my guilt. Well, I don't watch reality shows, not because, you know, I'm like, there's other things. Like, I'm the type of the old head already at my age, at 34, right? Like, everything that I want to watch on TV basically is, like, news, and I just want to, if I'm going to watch
right.
anything, it has to be real TV. Like, I don't want to watch anything like that because it just irks me that people get this, because I don't know if you listened to a previous show. If you didn't, it's fine. You don't have to say yes, no, whatever. But I did a show, and basically it was just talking about how they had in the newspaper where they're actually scouting for people that are middle-income families that have been jobless for the last 2 years and how they're struggling. And basically this show is supposed to help them get back in the workplace and all of that. But you have to have a college degree. You have to be making over $50,000 a year, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God. That's
my thing
ridiculous.
Is, there's so many people in the community, excuse me, that can use jobs that don't have a college degree,
yeah,
don't have a
yeah.
proper education. How come you can't do a reality show on people that need and help them uplift themselves to be those people that are making $50,000, et cetera?
Right. I agree.
So
I
if
think
I'm
sometimes
watch
like,
a reality show, I don't want to watch and act as stupid. I want to see people
yeah.
doing stuff. Like, not to say positive is always the key, because, you know, I need my little negative, too, because that's what makes the world go round. But
right.
at the same time, it's just like, if you're going to do anything that's going to, you know, all these realities don't popping up, people that's already been established and now they're trying to reestablish themselves, what about
mm-hmm.
people that aren't established and don't have the you know, the platforms to put themselves out
right.
there like that? Because they're not given a chance
right.
because, one, they're low income, they don't have the education, so F them. We're nobody.
What? Right, but you know what happens a lot of the time, and, you know, I'm not against, like, people going to college for college degrees, but I was actually having a discussion
mm-hmm.
about this a little while ago. Now, with college, sometimes I think it becomes like, oh, you know, that's the American dream that society pitches, like, go to college, get this, and you're going to have this great, you know, career when you get out, and then you're going to make your $50,000, you're going to have the white picket fence and all that. But in reality, a lot of the people who have these college degrees are stuck in poverty because they're trying to pay off the loans from the college degrees. So it's like, how can I even, you know, function? And, like, it just, I don't know, it just, it's ridiculous. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of the times when you get your college degree, like, after 5 years later, it's not even, you can't even really use it because the way technology advances itself or just in general, your field that you studied
mm-hmm.
in, there's always going to be an upgrade every year of something new being
mm-hmm.
added to that. Like, we are advancing at a very fast pace right now in the 21st century. So, you know, it kind of renders people unable to use what they went to school for, you know, like even McDonald's is getting picky now. Like, oh, we want you to have this. Like it's making it so hard for people. And again, that's why I think a lot of people turn to the reality because it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, I'll speak for myself. I like the reality shows for the most part. I like some of them because it's like, it's entertainment. A lot of the time you can see it's completely bullcrap, but you know, for some
mm-hmm.
of it, it's kind of like, oh wow, you know, it must be nice a little bit, like, oh, to just blow
$6,000
on a pair of shoes and not have any care in the world about it. So just to watch how other people live sometimes. I don't want to say it's comforting, but it's kind of good to know that there's a possibility that it could happen to you one day, I guess.
No, absolutely. No, it's totally true. I mean, who doesn't sit back and fantasize about, you know, something more? But, you know, I guess I've just gotten to the point where, you know, I've been through the hardships. I still have hardships to go.
Right.
I've been through, I'm sorry, go ahead, babe.
No, I'm listening.
No. It's just saying, you know, that I'm tired of looking and being captivated by, you know, certain things. That's why I made the announcement today on Facebook that I will not be on Facebook like that because I realized that, honestly, I sat down in time my week on Facebook. It's just way too many hours that I could be doing something else.
Of course. Right.
Because the more I do that, realizing that whether you're sitting or you're on your cell phone or whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
it's just draining.
Mm-hmm.
It's draining, and by the time you physically start to focus on reality again after you come off that thing, it's like, damn, now I got to do this, and damn, I got to do that, and you don't want to do it.
It is.
That's something else that you put in on hold in your life that should have been done, but certain things just distract you, not just Facebook, but other things distract you from your life that
mm-hmm.
then the next thing you know is 24 days later, and you still didn't do what the hell you were supposed to do.
I agree.
So that's my point.
I know what they're doing when it comes down to this stuff.
Exactly. You know, and I see people go on for 2 seconds and some people don't go on for months. That used to be me. Like, I want to go back to that. But since I started the whole, like, magazine thing and things of that nature, I've been really trying to scout. And, you know, and that's the best way of communication to me when you don't know a trillion people sometimes is through internet sources, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you
Great
can't allow
network.
Them. Mm-hmm, but you just can't allow them to captivate so much of your time. You know, that's why I never play games. I never do none of that crap because I'm like, if I start building a farm, you know how many more hours I'll be on this thing?
Let me tell you, I was a victim of the Facebook. Mm-hmm. I definitely was. I was a victim of the Facebook with the cafe world and come, you know, build my farm and all of that stuff. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was completely addicted. Like, I don't know what it is about Facebook. Like, I don't know. Like, you just get in there and, like, oh, I could build games or I could play this. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I was literally addicted to Facebook at one point. I'm like, I need Facebook rehab because this is crazy.
It's hilarious because my mom, and she's going to kill me. When we first taught her how to use the computer, and then I wound up buying her a computer once she learned how to use it so much because she was always on my son's, and he was like, oh, God, Grandma, I want to use the computer. So I said, well, let me buy her own computer so she can have her own. However, when she learned Facebook and just seen that it was all these games and stuff, oh, my God, she was setting her alarm clock, Mr. Leto,
to wake up.
She had to water her freaking field or whatever, the farm. Well, she had to steer the food before it burnt. Some crap like that. Set an alarm. I was like, whoa. Now, that's
crazy
going on right there.
But it
I
does
mean, going
to you. I kid you not.
Work.
It does it to you. It does it to you. Like, I swear, if they would have made an app on my phone for Cafe World, I would have been making cheesecakes all night because it was so addictive. Like, you just get there, like, oh, I want to get the cheesecake. Because it's funny because, like, when you cook something on Cafe World, like, you have a certain amount of time and then, like, flies start coming around and it gets moldy. So you're like, no, I just waited 12 hours for this. I can't do this. People are not going to come to my cafe. So it's ridiculous. But I can only... I can only imagine what it's like to get a request from your mother saying, I've just sent you to come to my cafe and taste my cheesecakes. Like,
oh, gosh, I can only imagine. That all the time. And it's like, I had a girl that was, she was my assistant. And she was like, oh, your mom friended me. And I said, okay, awesome. And I said, she only probably friended you because she seen that you were into the games, too. So
yes,
now
yes,
she and her going back and forth talking about, she stole my fish. And I'm like, what fish? What are you talking about? And I mean, really was having attitudes with each other. And she was like, I don't know what's wrong with your mom, Precious. Like, your mom did this and your mom. And I'm like, okay, well, take her off your friend list, okay? Take her off.
My
so
goodness.
It was just like, so the seriousness of, like, it was like an internet war. So I was like, oh, hell no, mom. Stop taking that girl's fish or whatever you do.
Wow.
It was like, how do you tell somebody?
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. That is absolutely. But, again, like, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is that they do to them games, but you really be going hard. You're like, yo, I need this. I need more friends so I can make it to level 13 because I want to get the pumpkin pie. Or, you know, like, you like, on a blood quest for friends at this point because you want to make it to the next level. And it's like, you know what's sad? And I had to sit down and think about it. If I had this much motivation in life to that I did to, like, request friends so that I can get to another level to make pies, I mean, imagine how much better this world would be and how much, like,
what?
You know, better people would be if you had this much motivation that you put into your games. Like, it's ridiculous.
So true. It's so true. But you know what? The good thing about it is that you noticed it and no one had to say, Dag, Miss Stiletto, why are you know, acting like this and why are you like that? You know, no one had to tell you. So it's like you kind of put it and you're good. So that's the good part about it. So, you know,
I don't think I've ever had to fight with somebody about it, though.
No, good. You know, I'm glad we got you off before that. We got you off before somebody was talking about you stole my fish. So
why you didn't come and sprinkle my spices or something, or, you know,
right,
like, oh,
exactly.
God.
You know, you let my food burn or my crops died or whatever the hell people be talking about. I'm serious. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's really crazy. So it's time to call Wordplay. So we're going to give him a call up and, you know, kick it with him a little bit. So let's give him a call. Let me see. Where did I put this man's number? Here we go. He's pretty cool. Met him on Facebook and stuff. He seemed like he has a lot of energy and stuff like that, so I'm looking forward to talking to him.
I actually got a chance to hit him up. Yeah, I got a chance to hit him up on Facebook a few minutes ago just to, you know, get a flow of what's going on. So I actually got a chance to sample some of his music, and I think he's really good.
Yeah, he is really good. You know, is this Wordplay?
Yes, this is. What's up?
Hey, Wordplay. This is Miss T, and you're on the line with Miss Stiletto.
Hi, Wordplay. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's good with y'all? Hello, world. If you're listening, how you doing?
I love the energy. I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Finally, we're talking and not emailing each other back and forth, Wordplay.
I know. About time, right? About time. So what's good? How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
That's good. My bad I can't be there.
No, that's okay. It's always going to be another time for that. But listen, we just played your song, and, you know, we're going to play more. We're going to continue to play them as you send them in. However, we just played, you know, one of your songs, which I think is one of my favorites. It's like that. And I just wanted to – it's called Breathless.
My favorite. Actually, there's a story behind that song. I actually wrote it. I don't know if you're listening, but I actually wrote it for my, it's about my ex. Her name is Megan Hoyt.
I heard you talking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wrote that about her. That song's about her, so it's kind of touchy when it comes to that song. But it's all good, though.
No, absolutely. That's where music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's where music stems from, you know, from a source of passion or depression
definitely.
Or loss or
definitely.
Whatever. You know, anything
definitely.
Creative
definitely.
Stems from something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, Wordplay, tell us about you, okay? First of all, I want to know, where did you get the name Wordplay from? All
right, this is a funny thing. I used to do a lot of slam poetry, a lot of free verse at a coffee shop over in Cortland. And I was sitting there freestyling whatever, and my boy Mike Lazarus, he threw my name out, and he's like, yo, he's like, Will, I'm going to start throwing you words. I want you to go with him. I said, let's do this. So I'm sitting there freestyling, going off top of the head. He throw me a word, and I throw the word in the mix. He's like, yo, you should go by wordplay. I'm like, okay, I got this then. So I did that and everything like that, and I stuck with it. But my buddy, James Gower, he's the one that told me that I should stick with it more. So
right. I love it.
Very unique. It fits your style of rapping too. Like it just it's unique as your style of music is as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Wordplay. Tell us how you got started, things of that nature.
Well, I've always had a very, very musical family. Shout out to my mama, Billie Joe Muscarella, if you listen. I love your mama. Mwah. Anyway, I've been there my whole life, you know, been doing music, been around music. My mom used to sing with Johnny Cash back when she was younger. She was actually signed when she was 14.
I love Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow. Me too. And my dad used to play drums with an old punk band called Agent Orange. Shout out to Jim Slater. Love you, Pops. Anyway, yeah. yeah, they did all that and everything like that. And they've been doing music my whole life. I've been around with that. I started singing before I started rapping. I won a talent show back in, like, eighth grade for singing I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've been doing that my whole life. But the whole rapping actually didn't start out until I actually listened to it, which is funny, which is MC Hammer. I listened to Can't Touch It. Anyway, I listened to that, and I started rapping off of that. And then I basically started going through it, and I started listening to Rock Him and all that. And I just started just going, just freestyling, and started battling. And it really hit me when I was about 13 when 8 Mile came out. And I said, yo, this dude, I used to live in the trailer when I was younger. I can relate to this movie. And I was like, I got this, you know. So basically Eminem set a barrier for me. But I was originally founded by this dude named JR. He goes by the name of King Reddy. And he basically says that you got talent. We need you to record. We need you to do this. We need you to do that. And I said, let's go.
Wow. You know, when I actually heard your song, I actually did kind of think, I'm like, he reminds me of Eminem, like the way you flow. Like you have, like, yeah, you have that lyricist flow to you. Like it's like a poetic type thing. So I could definitely would have heard you, you know, doing spoken word before because it goes so well. But it sounds really, really good. You could feel the emotion in your words. Like, I like it.
I know a lot of people are going to hate me for saying this, but I respect true hip hop. None of this little lollipop stuff you hear, like they're leaning with it, rock with it, all that stuff. And I will say this, Lil Wayne got some amazing hooks, and he got some amazing metaphors, but he needs to learn to spot everything together, for real.
People don't have an appreciation for true hip-hop anymore. Like, most of the stuff now, I guess it's more targeted towards the younger children because that's where you generally see them now. Like, oh, we're going to do the Superman. Like, it targets a younger generation of kids because, you know, most of the children, like, well, not even children, most teenagers and the generation after us, they're more into the lollipop stuff. Like, you put on, like, some old school Common or some Rakim or some Wu-Tang, they're like, what is this? Like, I don't want to hear this. I can't dance to this. So, you know,
that old school KRS-One.
A different generation.
The old school KRS-One, the bridge is over. The bridge is over.
They're like, oh, God, what is this? I don't want to hear this. Like, this is old people music. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
no,
I also used to break dance, too. My dad got me into break dance and everything. So
you was a B-boy?
Dance.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
I was spinning
B-boy
on my head, twisting and everything, popping and locking. Woo.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to learn how to do that.
I got you. Meet in person. I'll teach you.
I have a question. Does it hurt to spin on your head?
Actually, when you come down to it, it does. It hurts more to slide on your head than it does to spin on your head.
You can do that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can
slide
up to like
to
a foot
that
and a half on my head.
Oh, my God. I would probably snap my neck in half if I tried that. Like, I'm not even going to attempt. Like,
I mean, I can't. Like, I really did. Like, when it comes to music, I mainly came up as a freestyle MC. You know, I used to freestyle a lot, but James got me into writing more. He got me into writing more because I used to freestyle everything. My first hook I remember was called Back to Me. It goes, I can't stand what you did to me. Let me stand in the inner world of pain and misery. Can't see you, I'm crying over thee, but will you come back to me? I need you here to share my tears and help me run away from all my fears. I need you in this chair next to me because your absence is putting pressure on me. Wrote that when I was 14.
Wow, go ahead. I like that.
Right. Exactly. I'm over here standing myself wordplay.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying to myself, I don't know who's more nervous, me or you. Anyway, but, like, I'm also working with this guy who's done beats for Rihanna and a bunch of people. Shout out Magnificent Beats. I see you, Orchestrated Mind Family. I got y'all. I got y'all. All much right. love. That's my everything like that. You know, I figure, hey, they listen, I'm going to give them a shout out. I got love for my
That's
family.
That's right. Right,
you have that's
to
right.
show love.
Show love. You must.
And I don't.
So tell me, Wordplay, what song? Exactly, Wordplay. What song have you written so far? You know, means the most to you because you know, being
you
creative.
Hear a verse?
Anyone? I'm sorry.
Want to hear a verse?
Yes, and then I want you to tell me why that song stands out the most out of everything that you have written. Go for
sorry.
It.
I don't know if I can curse on the radio. I probably can't. But hold on.
Well, don't go crazy. I don't mind a few, but don't go crazy.
All right, so, I wrote this for my daughter. My daughter died August 12th. Rest in peace. So
oh,
love you,
my
Melody.
God.
And,
oh, my God. Sorry.
And it's called Under My Skin, and the hook is sang by Mike Eddy and produced by Main Event West. And the verse goes, August 12th, I lost ya. Was my worst day. 9:30 p.m., the call came, and I was half asleep. Doctor said, Mr. Slater, hurry up. It ain't too late. Surgery is needed, and we need some money. You gotta pay. Now I'm wide awake. I start to shake. Quiver, crying as I'm gliding down the street just to get her. A healer I was called that day, but gotta set that have his way. An angel came down next to me and said, sorry, but you gotta leave. Fighting all these tears away. I'm standing up just yelling, please. Don't you dare. I'm begging thee. I'm serious. She's my everything. And more to me, you're torturing the innocent, homie. Let her be. I'll give up anything, I mean anything, homie, name it, G. I'll give up my very breath just to see her on her feet. But he wasn't having it. She told me she wouldn't eat it. And the sin I'm in is way too big for innocence. Yeah, I guess he's right. So I suffer because I'm the father who couldn't raise her right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
cool.
God. That's
wow.
beautiful.
That's deep. That's deep. I couldn't imagine, like, going through. Because I have a daughter. She's 5. And she
yes.
is my everything. Like, I could not. The thought of it, like, when I hear somebody else talk about it to me, or, like, if I hear, like, on the news or something happen, it brings tears to me because it's like I could only imagine what that feels like. Like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. So sorry. She's with heaven now. God wanted to angel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, that was a beautiful, beautiful, and I want that. Do you have that actually, formatted already?
That is going on my album called Rise of a Tyrant. All produced by Main Event West. It's a collaboration.
Okay.
That is very
definitely.
Deep.
Do not
very
forget
deep.
Me on that. Don't forget me on
nobody.
That. If I have
oh,
to buy
about
one,
that,
I will buy one.
Speaking about forgetting people, I heard one of y'all could sing.
What? Oh, was that you, Mr. Waddle?
No, it is not.
Was that you
could
sing?
Please.
I heard it was somebody that could sing.
To save my life.
Nah, but it's crazy.
I can't either, so I don't think y'all ready for that.
Maybe
I'll feature one of y'all on the song. Maybe I'll feature one of y'all on the song. That's what's up.
You do not need me crying in your ear. You know what I'm saying?
Not
you
do
not.
I got auto-tune.
Right, exactly.
I got auto-tune. I can fix that. Contain that. Let's
I mean, you know what? We might as well, because let me tell you, with the songs that are out now, we might as well just do a collab with him. You know,
I know, right?
And it'll be hot.
Some,
there we go.
Like,
we're
like,
going to
oh
make a million.
That racks on racks on racks. What? Who kind of stuff is that? Racks on racks on racks. Racks on racks. I go down the street. I'll be going down the street. Be like, yo, a tree on a branch on the tree. Got a leaf on a branch on the tree. Oh, that's a $1 million hit right there. Let's go.
Do it in auto-tone with a hot beat, and I promise you it's going to be in the club, and you're going to have a dance called the Tree Branch, and everybody's going to be doing it.
Everybody, they got all their hands up. They got their hands up. I'm waving.
I'm telling you. Let me tell you, if they did a song called Do the Kim Kardashian, I think we are capable of making a hot song with a good beat. I promise.
Ain't nobody going to do the Kim Kardashian. Like I ain't trying to say no pun intended, but you see the humps in her back. I'm just saying, my bad. I'm just,
oh my!
I'll apologize.
Wow, you are too much wordplay. I'm telling you, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
This is me all day. I'm really
so.
Where
can where can people go to fan you, to friend you, to listen to your music? Where can people go? Give us the social.
Go to ReverbNation.com/wordplay, baby. I reiterate, ReverbNation.com/. Wordplay, baby. Shout out to Shelly Legit. She's helped me on a song. And shout out to Candy Music. Woo! Anyway, Got that. And also, you can go on, you can find me on Facebook, which I am a friend of both of yours. There's a Will Wordplay Slater. You got a picture of me picking my abs, like in the profile picture. It's funny. It's funny. And then I can send them my fan page, which is on Facebook. Also, go to studiolinked.com. Shout out to Lox and all my family on there. FL, what up, baby? Anyway, you go there, go to studiolinked.com/wordplay.
All right, well, definitely. I'm actually on Reverb Nation right now, and I'm checking it out. And, you know, the page is set up pretty easily, so it's easily accessible to everybody. You got a few songs on here.
They're free download.
Yes. Sounds pretty good.
Free download. Definitely. I ain't famous. Don't pay for my stuff yet.
No, definitely. And if people, you know, having problems with Reverb Nation or whatever, definitely Wordplay is on offthepagemagazine.web.com. I set up a Reverb Nation media player on the website, on the homepage, and I added some of his songs on there with some of my favorite other people from Facebook, so you guys could check out his music there as well.
Yes.
You're going to be hearing a lot, you know, of Wordplay, or from Wordplay, I should say, because, you know, him and I are going to be like, you know, frit and frat. We have a lot of stuff that we're working on together. You know, everybody can see how awesome he is and why I think he's so awesome. So when I'm surrounded by awesome people, I show love. You know, when you come on the Intune show, and the basis of who I am and who Mr. Leto is, we just basically are people that are for people and about people. Everyday
exactly.
people doing everyday
yes.
things, but
yes.
here for
and
empowerment.
The enrichment of people. Yes.
I got
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
I got two more shout-outs to give. Anyway, before
go ahead,
this all ends. Sean, Mr. Thode Harris, you a beast when it comes to the graphics. Also, I got to give a shout-out to my dude, Scott Braun, a.k.a. Ones, you nasty. Eric E. Dub, ain't nobody messing with you. My whole Utica Battle League, Grind Time, Connecticut Battle League, I got you. Also, Daniel Ice Age Logsdom. Thank you for giving me a nephew and killing it into my sister. I love you, Pooper Scooper. Thank you for beating me up when I was living and making me all through your life. And thank you for giving me two beautiful, beautiful nieces. It's just
That's
crazy.
Right.
Right, love,
right.
Love,
absolutely.
Love, I feel the love. You're not even shouting me out, and I feel the love.
Right, I'm just
and
like,
shout
yeah,
out
to
y'all.
Right
shout out to y'all right here. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to China. Let's go.
Yes, that's right.
Worldwide.
And Wordplay, before I let you go, also, I just wanted to say, because we had this conversation a few times back and forth, you know, and we were talking about the singing thing and all that. I will just give you, like, a few, you know, lines. Now, if I sound crazy, Mr. Leto, and Wordplay,
no,
and listeners,
right,
by the way, just hang
it's
up.
Right.
You know, and never listen to the
Oh, so hang up right now? I'm scared.
No, not even. We support it. No, we support it.
Okay, here we go. All
right.
Okay. Holding you in the moonlight, the feeling so right, you know I've been waiting. Oh, your eyes say you want me, but my heart says hold on. We gotta be patient. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's it.
Woo!
I like it.
What you doing, man? How you doing?
I hear a collabo coming up. So if y'all just let me do the background dance, I'll put my bike on.
Oh, let's go. Let's
get
it. I'll teach y'all a spot on your head and everything. Let's do this.
That's exactly. I will do it with my stilettos on. I will get my stilettos and I will slide a foot across the floor on my head.
Also, before I leave, I have to do this. Shout out to Ray Smith. That's my manager and my promoter. Shout out to him. Shout out to my whole team. Shout out to Jeffrey, you big son of a gun bodyguard you are. Shout out to you and everybody else I've ever worked with in my life. And shout out to my haters. Thank you.
That's right. You always got to thank the haters. Always. They make up
always. Without them, I wouldn't be Wordplay. I'm just saying.
That's right.
Definitely. So, Wordplay, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time and being such a great, great, great individual. I mean, I'm totally excited
yes.
to have met you. And I think that that saying goes and it really stands when it says that certain people enter your life for a certain reason. And
yes.
I'm just grateful to God that, you know, we crossed paths and that we'll always stay connected. We're family now. So there's no, you know,
hey, you know, it's a pain in my butt, or why this chick this and why this chick that. You know, I like to stay connected to people, so I will get up and probably say, hey, good morning, you know, kooky stuff like that, but that's only me showing love, because guess what? Life is short. And then although people friend people, I hate to have a list of people that I don't communicate with, because as far as I'm concerned, if you don't want to speak to me and stay in contact, then delete yourself. Or I'll delete you, because I don't need
get
a bunch of faces
my page
to raise
if
the
you
side.
Don't like it.
Exactly.
Despise the people who lurk around just to, you know, look at what's going on in your statuses and stuff like that.
Right. Absolutely. Get a life, people who are like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Reach out to people. Don't just have them on your friend list because you know them since high school, or you knew them when you was growing up, or was your mama friend. Reach out, because a lot of people hit me up, believe it or not, and they be like, why every morning you so happy and saying good morning? And because
I'm
alive.
You're
alive.
I hate when people say
yes.
that. Why are you so happy in the morning? Because I'm here. I'm up. I'm functional. You know,
like,
I've got my life
in
another day. I am happy.
Why are you happy in the morning? Yeah. Oh, I can breathe, Karen.
Exactly.
That's why I'm happy.
Why you think good morning?
I smell,
you know.
It's like, plus, I smell some pancakes, so I'm really happy.
The hell yeah.
Let's go get my fat kid on in the morning. How you doing?
That's right. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
gotta love the little things in life.
That's
gotta love
right.
The
we love you, word play. We really, really do. And whenever you're ready
love
to come back on the show, once you get that album together and everything, just let me or Mr. Leto know so we could book you and have you on the show. It's always family and it's always love, okay?
Yeah,
thank you so much
I
for your time.
You. I got you. Shout out to everybody else. I ain't give a shout out to. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure everybody felt the love. You
got
everybody,
sure.
And their mother and their cousin and everybody.
Yeah, word
absolutely.
Up. Word up.
We are about to get, you know, your boy on the line. So I'm about to go call him up and see how he's doing and give him his time to shine.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you so much for everything,
about.
Wordplay.
Oh, no problem. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for this opportunity. For real. It's been a pleasure. And I can't wait to give y'all more music so y'all can play.
Can't wait.
That's right. I can't wait to listen.
Oh, you wait. I'm knocking ears off. All right.
Good, because I'm putting it all in my iPod today. It's all downloading right
ooh,
now as we speak. So, you know, I can walk around with it at the gym, you know.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
There
you go.
I got you. K-pop. All right, but yeah, you guys got to let me go then. Got to get him up. I'm going to be talking all day.
Okay, my love.
Take
thank
care.
You so much.
All right, y'all have a good one. Like, for real.
You
I appreciate
too,
it. Shout out to y'all. Much love to everybody. Mwah. Kisses to everybody, even my haters. To my haters, I'll give you a thank you letter from the top. Let's go.
That's right.
All right, Wordplay. Thank you so all much.
Right. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was Wordplay, Mr. Leto. Absolutely.
Yes.
He's awesome.
I love it.
I mean,
I love it.
It's just crazy. I was just ready to marry him for a second there, you know, but I had to calm myself down, like, you know. I have to ask him for his hand in marriage, you know.
I know.
Got so
he
much
sounds
energy.
Like such...
Imagine.
Yes. Oh, God, girl, listen. You know, little hype ones always running around jumping all over the place. But I love his energy.
Okay,
like,
you know, I'll be like, damn,
over
damn,
here.
Damn. Okay, jumping over. Use all our energy right here on this Piccolo Tapu. You know?
Good to watch.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We're calling out
James
now. Exactly. Like, woo, get over here. He's like, woo. And I'm like, woo, get on the bed.
Everybody move. You should do one of them head spins, too. Mm?
Exactly. Definitely.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ray?
How you doing? Yeah.
Hi, how are you? This is Miss P and Mr. Leto. You on an intern
hi.
Show. How are you?
Sweet. All right, I'm doing good. Beautiful day.
Good. So,
doing great.
Good. So we just got off the line with your boy Wordplay, an awesome person. He gave you so much
yes,
love,
he got us
and, you know,
up.
We love
yes.
love.
Yes, he has us pumped up right now.
Okay, we ready
yeah,
to be like,
he,
woo, woo.
A lot of energy.
Yes, he does.
Definitely. So, listen, we didn't even get a chance to play your song, so I'm going to play that now, you know, so everybody can kind of get an idea of where you're coming from before we even start the interview. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, totally. So, listen, I don't want to – I'm not into putting people in screen rooms and stuff like that, so this is going to be the plan.
I'm not putting you in the screen room. I'm going to keep you out live on the air, but no one talk while his song is playing, okay? Everyone
yeah,
be quiet,
no
and then once it...
I got people...
Yeah, no
I
one talk, let him...
And they're laughing, so I have echo when I hear everything.
Hey, should I put you in a screen room where nobody can hear you? Because I don't need the talking and the echoing on my music.
I don't know.
Okay,
no,
I'm gonna all right. I'm gonna keep it open, but if I hear anything go crazy, I'm taking you offline and put you back on in a bit. Okay, so I'm gonna play your song now, so everybody can hear it. And world, you know, this is my ready. This is called Shake It Mama. So here we go.
Mama, I know you can do it. Shake it, mama. I know you can move it. Shake it, mama. Hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. Shake it, mama. I know you can do it. Shake it, mama. I know you can move it. Shake it, mama. Hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. I hit the club and I'm hitting the bar. Drunk as fuck when I'm tripping to the wall. When hit it is key, she be sucking the soul. Dick down the throat when she sucking the saw. Hip, back, zipper, and we're done. Tripping on one, sipping some hum. Go there, let's not say we did. My name's Karen, baby, tip the lid. Don't worry about my moves and what I do. The same bitch wanna give me time in high school. Remember that? Yeah, I remember way back. Memos intact, blood to a breath. Camera section, when you're making a porno. Rent last delivery, this is the journal. Bro, no, he ain't really do it, Diddy. I can make these white girls scream from a line like Diddy. Shake it, mama, I know you can do it. Shake it, mama, I know you can move it. Shake it, mama, hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. Shake it, mama, I know you can do it. Shake it, mama, I know you can move it. Shake it, mama, hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. I'm back, and ruder than ever. I ruined her sweater when I threw it through the blender. Said it was Louis, so I threw her a lender. These all wrong, boo, used a pretender. Bought her home, said she was doing whatever. Betty and a freak, and I knew it when I met her. Had to do feed, and I threw them right at her. Had to she could eat, and I threw them right at her. She threw her ass out, no cat bear. Curtains matching drapes, all black hair. It's why I party at the lounge in her back hair. Canine sense just tracked me here. Don't be telling me that my hat's all wrong. I'm fucking with everybody, even fat broad. With a sick whip and a black card. All you sick looking bitches better back off. Mom, shake it, mama. I know you can do it. Shake it, mama. I know you can move it. Shake it, mama. Hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. Shake it, mama. I know you can do it. Shake it, mama.
Shake that fat little ass.
Shake it, mama.
And if you like,
mama,
shake that booty, you
get it. Come on. I'm young, I'm flashy, police can't catch me. Speeding to the top and these lanes can't gas me. Pass me, dog, in another lane. And I'm balling on you motherfuckers, make a hurricane. Making moves like highways, yeah, we on cruise. Crew always do it smooth, man, you're old news. Check the ripper, I'ma get it and I'll be there ripping. Leave a damage in the tracks and ran Olympian. Just with a bad effect, dog, and I get it in. Money on his mind and you know he bout his digits. Talk about dollars. Dude about his papers like a scholar. Chip, I be on it. Chips, I got them. Beats, I rock hit. The flow toxic. Catch up to me, Sonic. The top beyond it. Ready, MLs, run track. Train station, ticket. Shake it, mama. I know you can do it. Shake it, mama. I know you can move it. Shake it, mama. Hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more. Shake it, mama. I know you can do it. Shake it, mama. I know you can move it. Shake it, mama. Hit report to the dance floor. Every chick on it, let me see you shake it more.
So that was Ready with Shaking Mama. I love it. I was over here shaking it.
I did
it.
Too.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, I'm just like popping in the chair over here. I'm like,
okay, please. The only thing I couldn't do is the split, but I was trying. Okay.
Listen. We're gonna get Wordplay to show us how to do this. So we all gonna be popping and locking in a minute.
We all
exactly.
Gonna be biting on our head. For 10 minutes on the floor, and it don't hurt that much, so.
Oh, my goodness, there's going to be a lot of Advil being needed, I see.
Oh,
okay,
God,
all this head action going on.
Yes.
So, my love, so So tell us. Tell us about you. Tell us how you got started. Fill us in for those that don't know about you so we can get a little bit of history of how this all came about.
This all came about. I mean, hip-hop, I've always loved hip-hop, even young. My mom, you know, be blaring country out of the screen door. She'd get my ass kicked in school, but I still, I love all music, but hip-hop just, it's just with words, and the expression that I could put down on a pad just relieved everything that I ever went through, ever would go through. It's almost like someone's personal journal. It's a way to escape, and I took it. And not until I met up with Mike Lazarus, which Wordplay already shouted him out, started putting my words down to a beat, and it was history from there. And then I kind of stepped back, and I didn't think I would ever be a front runner. I didn't think I could make hot music. I didn't think I could do any of that. But I started, and I ended up getting good at it, and it was just magic. I fell in love with it. There's one thing that I love in this world more than hip-hop and writing, and that's my daughter. And it's phenomenal. I can't express what it feels to be in a booth and to actually hear your voice and what the end product of everything is. It's just, there's no words to describe it. And anybody who raps, I know my man Psych Ross is listening right now in the other room. He knows exactly what I'm saying. There's no words to describe that feeling when you can actually tell somebody, listen to my new joint. Even if you got to, you know, push it upon them because, you know, they knew you your whole life. Oh, you rap now? You know, but still, it's just speechless. I'm speechless every time I do a new song, and that's basically everything.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine, like, how much effort it takes to put into a song. Like, I really do, like, with artists and, like, writers and stuff, you guys are just, it's such a talent to be able to just get in there, put some words on paper and just make that come to life with the beat. Like, there's one thing to just get into the studio and saying a few words, but just to put that emotion and, you know, you, if you've ever doubted yourself, you are amazing. I love the song, and I can really see me shaking my ass somewhere to that song. I'm telling you.
Right, exactly, because I was doing
thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing it with the world, you know. I mean, awesome people. I know so many awesome people that, you know, they don't even utilize their creativity or their skills out in public because they're scared of failure or they get tired and they give up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right. don't,
you know.
Don't ever give up. If
right.
I just want to tell all those people that, I mean, there's some listening, like, people who do it or are really good at it but don't see it as a reality or an outcome. I'm good enough, but am I good enough to make it? If people tell you to make it, it's one in a million. Well, I rhyme for that one because there's a chance.
That's right.
There's always
That's right.
a chance.
Right. Definitely. Do you have, like, any part, like, musically, who are you inspired by? Like, did you have any person that you think you take traits from when writing your songs or the style of you know, your rapping? Do you have anybody you look up to when it comes to that? Or who has inspired you? Let me not say look up. Who you were inspired
right.
by.
I kind of like, I stutter from this because, you know, I don't want to say it, but you have to. As being
right.
a Caucasian rapper, you have to say M because you're foolish
yeah.
to think that Pac made you
yeah.
pick up a pen or anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw
yeah.
that white dude do it, so I did it too. It's
That's right.
So I have to say M. And to get where I am right now, I definitely give credit to my man Ross. Definitely. He made me step my game up. And whether he wants to put out an album, I'm definitely going to make him. His shit is fire. I'm sorry for swearing. But it's
That's
just
okay.
a talented MC. Just, he's crazy. And Wordplay, that's my dude. And I hope big things come for him. Really do.
Yeah, that's for both of you guys. You guys are just greatly talented. And, you know, Eminem set the bar, but they don't always make space. So I hope to hear you guys, you know, sometime in the near future, like right up there with Eminem, because I definitely think that you guys are very talented.
And I appreciate that. And hopefully,
yeah, no
maybe, yeah, I would love to live up to that name, but I think that's just an R&B group trying to be Boyz II Men. I mean, that's hard. You just can't. You can hope for everybody.
Well, you know what? That's amazing about it. It's just like people in history, in my mind, just a little, you know, touch on that a little bit. People in history like Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks, those are people who made, you know, like their pinpoint on this world for whatever reasons that they did. Eminem, Biggie Smalls, but that limit up there too. To what capacity, only God knows. Only it depends on you as an individual, how dedicated and how driven you're going to be. But never, ever in my mind do I limit myself from a certain task that I put before me. Whatever the results are, they are, but I never, ever limit myself because I feel like we all are equal. We all are the same. Just people yeah. are on different levels in far as where they are in their career. That's just like someone being the boss and someone being the employee, but it doesn't mean that I'm less smarter than the employer just because I'm the employee at this point. So just because Eminem is there, that's who's out there because that's the only rapper of Caucasian descent that has made it to that degree. But it doesn't mean that you can't be right next to him because we all are standing next to each other, and I really don't feel like no one's better or higher than me. We are all the same.
Right.
Right. Right. I don't think I can't.
Yes, you will. Just say you will.
People who say they can
and
people who say they can't are both usually right. And I've been lazy on a bunch of stuff, but mm-hmm. and I've been in groups my whole rap career, and I'm finally stepping away. You know, I can do it on my own. I don't need psych mm-hmm. to help me up or to sound dope. I can do it by myself. But it's a hard. This game drains you, and only the strong will survive in here. And everybody out there that is coming up and rapping, I wish you the best. And stay with it. I mean, there's times you're going to get booed off stage, and there's times people are just going to say they don't like that song. Just stay mm-hmm. with it. That's the best advice I can give anybody.
Definitely.
Absolutely, and that's good advice.
To this industry. Yeah, you definitely do because people, you know, especially with being a Caucasian rapper coming up in this, you're going to take a lot of criticism when it comes down to this, you know, but I definitely think you guys have the potential and just keep shooting for the stars because, you know, you guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. You boost my ego.
That.
I'm going to go home and I'm gonna write a song. It's called I'm the Best in the World, and all you other rappers.
No,
are
you are. You are. You have to think that way. You have to definitely think that way because people will tell you, a lot of times when people tell you no, it's because you're aspiring for the same things that they are, and they just don't have that motivation to go as far as you do. So that's where a lot of the haters come in and start telling you, no, you're not good enough. No, you're not. But you know what you can do. You know the power within yourself. So you never let anybody, you know, make you feel less or rate you. You know what you're capable of, and you just keep holding on to that feeling, and you will be the best in the world.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. That's the greatest mm-hmm. mindset you have to have. If you don't have that mindset, then you don't belong here. Because if you're
yeah.
a rapper and you diss my music, I'll end that career before it starts.
So. I know that's right.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
Yes, definitely.
I definitely love
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So where can
love
we get
it.
That song?
It's
that,
about
the
time,
song.
It's
where?
About time hip-hop comes back to hip-hop. Like, Will was saying, or Wordplay, I'm sorry, Wordplay was saying bubblegum stuff. I mean, everybody does it, but if you make your career on it, I guess you make your money, do you? But, I mean, there's a difference. I tell people all the time, you're a rapper, I'm a lyricist. I don't consider myself
right.
a rapper. I'm a lyricist.
Right, right. Definitely a big difference between the two, definitely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Honestly,
but you know,
I got
an appreciation for it.
Right, and I don't want to say this because I know you love the song, but I stepped out of my comfort zone. I never have done a club hit like that. I met up with my dude, Money Mouse. He's the one that's on the end of that. Shout out to you. And it was actually a joke almost. It was almost a joke. That's how the song came. I said that it was so easy that any rapper could do it. And I started writing, and then I started feeling it. So I felt hypocritical to what I was saying myself. You know, I was dissing on everybody who was making them club songs, and then I ended up doing it. But Shake It came as a joke. It was actually supposed to be a joke, like to prove people, like, I can do that. So if anybody ever tells me that I can't do something, I will do it.
Right.
But Shake It definitely came as almost a joke.
Right.
Definitely. So it's always good sometimes to take yourself out of your comfort zone, because that's where you see your true ability and what happens. Because, you know, generally inside your comfort zone, you know what to expect, but some of the greatest things come out of not knowing what to expect. I definitely think so.
I agree. I mean, everybody says, you know, maybe you should study things that you don't know. You know, you could just be better on that. But, I mean, this is awesome. You know, shout out to Wordplay for getting me in touch with you guys. And on, you know, on your station, this is awesome. I mean, this can only probably boost my, you know, my come up. And I thank
Absolutely.
You guys.
Absolutely. Sure.
Yes. No.
Anytime. So where can people, like Miss Stiletto was asking, she was asking where could, you know, we find your music, or people want to fan you and like you and, you know, hear some of your music, where could they go to do that?
Oh, definitely YouTube. I mean, you type, you know, Shake It Ready. I'm already on there. I got a couple more joints on the side. You click there. But MySpace.com/ReadyAndRoss. I mean, the guy I've been talking about, you hear me and him on there. I mean, I don't have a lot of solo stuff. You know, I have never been a solo. Shake It is the first solo song I've done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely you can hear us on there. That's about it. I don't have a Twitter. I don't do the Twitter thing.
It's all good. You could also, just so, you know, put it out there, I just wanted to also say that, you know, guys can friend him also on offthepagemagazine.web.com because he created a profile there. And, you know, I'll be adding his music and stuff like that on the website. So anyone that, you know, and that's Ready, R-E-D-E, not R-E-A-D-Y. I just wanted to also put that out there because, you know, I was stuck in that whole conundrum myself. Is it R-E-A-D-Y or, you know, whatever. So you corrected it.
You know,
me, so
I thought it was Reed. I had a slow moment.
Right.
I'm like, okay, maybe it's Reed. So you definitely
have to
clarify
that for
everybody. Yeah, that's, you know, I was stuck there, too. I was like, Reed, Ready, you know, whatever. But, you know, so I was just like, it has to be Ready because, you know, you're ready for the world. You know what I mean?
Ready
so that's where you
world.
Came
that's
up with the name from.
I definitely went by some other things, and it just didn't fit. I mean, then I came across Ready. I'm ready for anything, and now I'm ready for this industry, and I don't think there's a rapper out there that's going to stop me, and there isn't a natural disaster that could stop me right now.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
I love it.
Yes, I just got chills from that statement. You don't even know.
Yes.
I'm just like, if somebody passed me a blanket, I'm cold.
I'll lend you my snuggie. Hold on. I love the motivation, though. I love it.
Definitely. And I thank you. Thank you for, you know, welcoming me on the show, and thank you for welcoming me on your website. And every song
Absolutely.
That I put out from now on, I definitely you get first dibs, and you can share it with the world.
Yay!
But I will be dropping that CD. I can't give a time.
Yeah, when can we look forward to that for the CD? You don't have to tell us
CD.
Any real. Yeah, when is that?
I don't have a time. I'd never time myself. Because when you put time on
okay.
you rush. You rush it, and then it's just garbage. But
Absolutely.
I definitely will give you that CD. It's called What's Real to Me. And
okay,
I got a couple that are done now, and they will be done. The whole CD, by winter, the whole thing will be done. And hopefully I can get some more of my artists on there.
Definitely look forward to hearing some more stuff from you.
Yeah, we do look forward to always. I mean, whenever it's something, I don't care, whatever it is that you want to put out there, you can, you know, hit up Ms. Stiletto on Facebook. You can hit me up and let me know so we can schedule you and get you back on the show whenever you want to. We're always going to stay connected, like I tell everybody that comes on the show, because, you know, that's just who I am. So whatever it is that you need or I could help you with, you know, just let us know. And we're here to help each other, to empower each other. So we look forward to any and everything that you do. Because,
no,
you know, like Ms. Stiletto said, you're awesome. Mhm.
Yes, definitely.
I'm granted for people like you. It's great. World is great right now, and like I said, let's just make music.
Right.
Let's just do the damn thing.
Now, yes, I'm actually on, like, every social network. So before I let you go, Reddy, someone asked me a question from the Intune website, and they just asked me to ask you if you had a girlfriend, but to say anonymous asked.
That's a toss-up. I mean, everybody has drama. Everybody, you know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. You know, I don't know where we stand. I mean, there's a lot of issues. But, I mean, that's not your guys'. That's not me. But thank you for whoever asked. I can't give you an answer.
So that's probably what's attracting everybody.
I just moved from state, and now I'm back to New York. Shout out to New York. That's mm-hmm. what I say. I miss you guys. North Carolina is not that grand.
It really isn't. No offense to anybody in North Carolina, but when you're from New York, it's just like you can't go to those places and just be like, what is this? What's going on? Like, I love New York. I wouldn't give it up for anything.
I got it tatted on me. I love New York.
Mm.
But I hope somebody ain't listening and I don't get in trouble for that little statement. Because I'm supposed to be partying.
Well, I think you answered it very well. So I don't think that anybody should be coming after you, like, 10 minutes after you get off the show.
Right?
Exactly.
No, seriously. I'm scared. Can you guys call the police?
Okay, exactly. We're going to have
police.
Security. Help, security
please,
over there. Okay, but a quick story that I just wanted to share because this whole topic just reminds me. I had Sonny Brown on the show, and basically, you know, all his fan base females were going crazy about me. And the reason being was because they didn't like what I was saying. Because, I mean, anyone that knows me knows that I say babe or sweet. You know, like, it's just an endearing name because it's just out of niceness. You know what I'm saying? And they were going crazy because I was just, like, he said something about, oh, yeah, you guys got to come out to the show or whatever. So he was just making jokey jokes and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, because I'm going to be like one of those girls back in the days that were throwing their panties on the stage. So I'll say, like, slick stuff, you know. Stuff like that, which I thought that people would just kind of look at as just being a funny. But it literally got him into all these different conversations from women from out of town, from here, from there.
Oh,
it was just crazy, you know. And wanted to give a shout out to all those women that, you know, I'm not going to call you insecure because I don't know you and I don't know your history. However, I want to say that
Sure, if you do that, like...
I
don't
want to
call names.
You're insecure.
I don't
want to
call names
because
I don't want Facebook drama.
You don't have to do Facebook.
I don't
want
Facebook
drama.
You're insecure. They are insecure.
Definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
You know, so my point is...
I'm not going to give up my women fans to please a girl. You can't do that. You're drowned in this. You're dead in the water.
I'm telling you. But the bottom line is that I just wanted to say to all the grounded women out there, like, when you're dealing with someone that's doing things that's out there in the world to the public, you know, not to say that I condone certain actions, but at the same time, it's just like being an actor or an actress. If you're out there and you see if your husband is performing in a movie, having sex with somebody, what are you going to do? Have a heart attack and divorce him because he's doing what his job? You know, it's part of the territory. And you have to be secure within yourself as an individual to be able to say, to differentiate the two. You know, now, had it been me, I'm not a jealous or insecure individual. So my thing is that people that dated me was like, damn, you know, do you have any type of feelings? I'm like, hey, go dance with that girl. She got a fat ass. Dance with her and buy her a drink. Do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to kill myself doing that thing that I did when I was a teenager at 34. I'm not doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
As you get older, you definitely learn where you're at.
Whatever's
going to
happen.
If you're putting it down at home, you don't have to worry about being insecure because that's part of his job.
Right.
They can't, you know, touch that.
Exactly. And the bottom line is, a man's going to be a man no matter what position, or a woman's going to be a woman no matter what position she is or what role she plays in life. If the individual is really in love with you and really dedicated to you and you dedicated to them, then that stuff wouldn't even cross your mind. It wouldn't even matter. Okay? So my ending on that note is get yourself together, learn yourself, learn how to not doubt yourself, and, you know, or don't deal with somebody that's don't do it. Because you're only going to get your feelings hurt.
Yes, and after a certain age, it's very unacceptable and it's not cute. So get it together.
Yes, that's just like the no button. No, don't do that. So like a little kid when they do something and you just tap their hand like, no, boo-boo, don't do that. Don't do that at all. So I appreciate you, James, for keeping it on the real when it came to that whole question. Because you know what? You could have said, nah, I don't have no girl. But you put it out there like, listen, it's a little, you know, right now I'm not sure, so, you know, I'm just leaving that one alone. So I appreciate and respect that, because you're still giving respect to the individual in a time where things are a little shaky, and I respect that.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
She thanks you too, I'm sure.
Definitely.
That is true. I would have to get a restraining order if I probably said no.
Well, I think you answered it very well. She should be very proud because if
exactly.
I was in the situation,
no cop tonight.
I would have wanted that same answer. Yes, so I think you'll be okay.
I think you're safe to go home.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, it's good.
But anyway, Ruddy, thank you so much for your time, for being creative, for, you know, not stopping and continuing and just, you know, just being who you are is just phenomenal. I really enjoyed you on the show, and you can come back whenever you like.
Thank you. I mean, thank you for the open invitation, and like I said, I'm so grateful, you know, for people, you and everybody who just wants to give me a chance. Definitely tonight is not the last time you hear from me, and
yay.
I guess Wordplay did it, so, I mean, I could shout out, I don't know, Scooby-Doo.
Shout out who you want to shout out. Go crazy.
Right. He had a list, so you got
to.
He had the whole upstate New York giving shout out, so.
Right. I just want to say shout out to Mels, you know, helped me on the track, got me in the studio, and my boy Ross. That's my brother. That's just it. We just love doing music, and we're going to keep doing it. And you'll definitely
absolutely
hear from him. I'm definitely going to get him in the studio again, and we're going to get that Ready and Raw show. You hearing me, boy? Ready and Raw show.
Well, keep us in mind with the collabos. Keep us in mind, because, you know, I'm definitely ready to get my little head spin on. So, you know, let me know when I can be in the background.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right, so we can fly down and be in the video doing headstands.
I'm telling you,
okay,
that's right.
Okay,
the
right, show
we
and headstands.
We'll be across the floor, and we all... And you, me, maybe I don't have a girl, and you and I could share an ice pack for our head, because that shit hurts. I don't care what Will
there
says.
There we go.
Ice pack for our head.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Definitely. Definitely going to need those ice pack and Advils. I already see that, but I'm ready for it. I'm going to start gearing up and getting my little emergency bag together quick.
I'm practice. Yes, I'm going to get me a helmet and start spinning in my living room tonight.
I don't think they make a helmet to fit my huge head, so, you know, I'm going to have to go for broke. I'm going to have to go for broke on this thing, you know, but... So it has been a pleasure, my love. It really has. And you know, I look forward to what's to come.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you enjoy your weekend, Ready. Thank you so much.
All right, well, I'm going out to get drunk right now.
Okay, tip a bottle back for me.
Here we go.
Oh, I will.
Thank all right, you. And don't forget to have your friends. The shows are always archived, so you can always go back and listen to them. So have people listen that wasn't able to tune in so they could see the star is born, okay?
Right,
they know
the
that it's
don't
about
forget
to all
to
happen.
Your haters. That's right.
Yes.
Haters going to be haters. It don't matter. And everybody says they're not haters. They hate too. You know, I've hated on people. So.
Well, without the haters,
it just makes everybody strong. You know, push for the stars.
That's right.
Exactly.
Without the haters, there would be nothing.
Yes, exactly. It will be no motivation. So Thank you once again. Don't drink too much, and if you drink, do not drive. Be safe out there. Have a good time, and we will be talking to you soon.
All right, no problem. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Awesome. Thank
have
you.
Have a great one.
All right.
Okay, bye. Right.
Take it easy.
Yes,
so
much Stiletto that was ready in wordplay. Exactly, and it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing to be able to have a conversation with someone that can speak in full sentences.
Yes, I'm telling you, instead of yo shorty or I love it. I love the focusness. I'm telling you because you know in this day and age, it's such a breath of fresh air to find people who are focused as opposed to talking about Twitter or talking about something else. It's just, and especially from a man, I big up both of them. It was wonderful. It gave me such a great energy for the night.
Absolutely. And, you know, shout out to them both for, you know, giving us the time and, you know, sharing and wordplay for sharing that story about his daughter, you know, that gave me chills and, you know, started tearing up. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, like, I didn't know I was going to get my heart broken tonight, but, you know, like he said, she's in a better place. So
That's right. But it's an inspiration because at least he didn't stop. You know, like that's major. That can knock you on your ass. Like if something like that happens, that could definitely put you out of commission for a while. That's painful, you know. So for him to still be here with all that great energy and just, you know, still out here making music, it's wonderful. And I wish all of them the best. Like I see them going very far.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. It's just been a pleasure for this whole show. I had fun, and it just seemed like time just flew.
I was nervous because I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to be okay? Like, oh, but I'm having a wonderful time. Thank you so much for having me here. Like,
I want you to be permanent. Like, I want you to do every show that you can. Like, come on, dude. Why not?
This is great. And, you know, Sean told me. He said, you're going to love it. He's like, I bet you. You're going to love it. You're going to get up there, and you're just going to, like, this is going to be your thing. So whenever you will have me, I will be here. Like, I am loving it.
No, you just, listen, we're on Tuesdays and Saturdays, you know. So whenever you are free on any Tuesday or Saturday, just say I'm on because, listen, you hear how I'm sending people your way, right? That's my hint.
Yes.
Like, you know, hit up Miss Stiletto and let her know so she can schedule you. That was my hint.
Yes, I am here. I'm loving it. Like, I think we're doing great with all of this. I'm loving the energy from everybody. It's making my day. I was definitely loving
it. No, definitely. I love the energy that you brought to the show tonight. I just wanted to let everybody know this is Miss Stiletto's first time on the Intimate Show for the people that listen to him all the time. I know they know that.
No.
So far, we've been having really a lot of great people that call in, and everybody's just great because everybody's in tune to the same frame of mind. So that's what makes it so awesome, the people that do listen in or that can't listen in at the time, but they always go back to listen. You know, I love them all because that's what keeps me going and things of that nature, you know. So, you know, Miss Lady Cario was actually helped me out beginning on the show or whatever, but under certain circumstances and things that happened in life, you know, she wasn't able to continue, which was really hard for me because it's, my behind is, like, all over the place at all the time doing different stuff.
I hear a lot of things that you're doing, and I really think, like, I'm a person who is very focused, too. So I just say, you know what, a lot of times people may say, oh, you're doing too much, but you know what, stay focused. Stay on what you're doing. As long as you're motivated, things will happen. You know, sometimes it may just be all going, you may be going in different directions, but I'd rather that than sitting and yelling at somebody for stealing your fish. You know, like, definitely.
Absolutely. But like I was telling Sean, too, you know, I need help because I'm only one person. And I do understand that people have lives and they try to fill in for me whenever they can. But it's always a good feeling when you have someone that's like yourself, Miss Stiletto, you can vibe from and be able to make it go through and, you know, and have people feel comfortable from approach. That's my thing.
I know it's hard because I, you know, had tried to start a few business endeavors in the beginning of the year, and they really didn't work that well. So it's hard to find people who are actually just as motivated as you and are dedicated to the same things that you're doing. So from a person, you know, we share a likeness in this. So I am, you know, whenever I can, I will definitely try to help you as much as I can because I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving everything. So I love it.
Yay, I'm so excited that you had a good time. I'm so excited. You don't even know. Like, if I had a webcam, my face would probably be cracking in the screen because it's so animated right now. It just looked like one of those cartoons when they hit the glass and then the face is just cracking like falling pieces. It's just like that. So,
oh,
you know,
goodness,
I just
I'm
wanted
glad.
To say... Right, like, you know, just worlds. Yeah, I hear that. Miss Stiletto agreed to be on whenever her time permits, so we're loving that.
Beautiful.
And I know that I'm going to get a lot of positive feedback from it because it's just who we are and what we do. So it's okay that people come your way, right? You know what I'm saying? Trying to
oh,
even
yeah,
out
no,
the
problem.
A little bit and stuff like that.
No, I welcome it. Anything that I can help, you know, I'm always willing to learn new things and venture into new different things. So I welcome it. Trust me, I welcome whatever
Yay.
My time permits me to do. I welcome it. I definitely do. So come send them to me.
Yay!
I don't bite.
I'm so excited. You don't even have
Yay.
No idea how excited I am. So people hear that.
Well,
hear that, Miss Stiletto.
Yay! Yes, so you'll be hearing me more often. Definitely.
Yes, and that's a good thing, and that is a good thing. So tonight we're going to, you know, wind it down a little early and things of that nature because I have to go to a showcase, and that's another thing that I'm always doing. Like, I always try to support the artists that come on the show, even artists that don't come to the show. If people invite me somewhere and I can make it to those things, I would try my best to be everywhere to show
yeah,
face,
support,
you know, because that's...
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I'm going to get myself together to go do that. And in the future, when there's ever a time that you can join me with any of those things, too, that would be awesome because sometimes people
oh, well,
have showcases for prizes. And
yeah,
I go in and
nice.
I interview the winners and stuff like that, too. So it's just fun because the Intune Show is being put out there. And then I'm also, you know, being able to meet new people and interview the winners of the showcases. So it's totally fun at all times. So it's never, like, really boring ever.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
so
amazing.
I look forward to
like, yeah, definitely. And I'm free tonight, so you give me the information and let me know. I have a babysitter. I am ready to go. I don't know how to act. I do not know how to act.
I love it. I love it. Alrighty then, so I'm going to end the show. I'm going to hit you up with all the info and everything like that,
okay.
And I'm going to confirm everything myself, my ride and all that. And if I can get you picked up and all that good stuff, then we'll do that too. But let me just confirm everything before I jump
okay.
ahead of myself. So, look, we're
okay.
having this whole conversation on the air like we're, like, really, like, off air right now.
That's okay. That's a good
but it's all good
because
it's real talk. It's real talk.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
It's real talk. It's real talk. So I just want to thank everybody for their support once again. Thank you, Miss Stiletto, for your time. Thanks to Wordplay.
Oh, thank
thanks
you.
To Ready. Thanks for everybody that's, you know, giving me positive feedback on Off the Page magazine. You know, I have, what is it, 8 slots left open for the cover. So right now we're doing, you know, they have to send me answer 2 questions, submit 3 photos, and all of your social networks and contacts to Off the Page magazine@gmail.com, and basically the questions are really simple, and it's just the person who makes the biggest impact on those 2 questions are people who are being selected for the cover.
Oh, I may have to
you know, but
that.
You're already going to be in it because as part of the show, as you know, part of whoever has anything to do with the show or any other things that I'm affiliated with is definitely in the magazine automatically, so you're good to go. But the question is, why should I be chosen? And the second one is, who am I? So those are to me, I mean, the who am I question is like the biggest question to me that I'm really waiting to see what people have to say with that one. Because so many people interpret who am I as, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm a rapper from such
right.
and such
it
and such.
It goes so much deeper. Yeah,
for.
It goes so much deeper. Yeah, it definitely goes
exactly.
deeper. Exactly.
So,
a pivotal question to sit and think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the person who can answer that with a, hi, I'm not such and such rapper, and I've been rapping since I was 12 years old, that's not what I'm looking for, because basically
right.
I could look on your page and go to Reverb Nation and read your little bio and see that for myself.
That's right.
You know,
you gotta,
tell
you
me something
soul
I don't know.
Soul searching. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Because just because people are out here doing creative things, I applaud all that, but for the magazine, because it's such a dear project to me, I want people in it, and I want to represent people that are not just about themselves or just focus on themselves, like, this is me and this is what I could do. No, I'm Miss P and I can do X, Y, and Z too, but it's not just about me. This world doesn't evolve
right.
around me.
What can you do to help others? Exactly. It's what can
Thank
what
you
can
so
what
much,
your ability,
Miss Stiletto.
Yes. What can your ability do to influence or help someone else in this world? I definitely.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You are so perfect. You are so perfect. You're in. You have a cover. You have a cover. And I'm about to post that. I'm about to post that right
now,
Miss Stiletto, on the cover. I'm not even playing because you just answered it and you totally got it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So we got seven covers left. They better get it together.
That's right. That's right. And watch how many people are going to come up with that same answer I just gave. Don't be stealing my answer.
Okay,
y'all.
They better try to doctor it up a little bit. Think about those submissions because I'm looking through my email now and I'm not liking what I'm reading. So, guys, again, please, who am I? It's not who am I the rapper. Who am I as an individual,
right. Who am I
as
a person? Right.
You know, I don't want to hear about all that other stuff. We all know you have talents, you know, and that's all good, like I said, and I'm for that. But that's not what I want to know. So, okay, it's up to you guys. Like I said, Miss Stiletto just got another cover. So, boom,
woo-hoo!
Seven left. Seven
we'll
left. So, get it together, guys. Get it together.
Right. Hey.
Okay, the plot thickens. The plot thickens, okay?
That is right.
Okay, shoot. So, stay tuned,
yes.
Guys. Tuesday coming up. 6 to 7, In Tune show will be on. I'm even thinking about Miss Stiletto like every other Tuesday, every other Saturday, but we'll figure that all out depending based on schedule and stuff like that. We'll talk.
Or fear. Okay, yes. I'm open for it.
Okay, my love. So I'll send
yes,
you a text right now
so
letting
much.
You know all the info. Thank you so much for your time
yes.
and thank you so much for being you. You are so amazing and such a blessing,
oh, thank
too, that
you.
I've just,
thank
once
you.
I see you, I probably won't even stop hugging you. Like, oh, I love
oh.
you, love you, love you.
Well, thank
definitely.
You for having me. I definitely appreciate this. This is such a great treat. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And tell Sean I said hello.
I definitely will.
Thank you, my love. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All righty.
Okay. Bye. Yes, world. So that was Miss Stiletto. Love her, love her, love her. And so, so happy that she is going to be on the show more often. Isn't that such a treat? I'm so looking forward to all of that. So basically, like I said again, guys, there are seven slots left. I officially just gave one to Miss Stiletto. I think that she deserved it. She did a phenomenal job. Although she's part of the team, it's nothing with representing one of the team members as a cover. So basically, there are now seven slots left. I need seven grounded individuals to hit me up, watch the page, magazine.com. And, you know, ask, and fill it in. Why should you be chosen for the magazine? And who are you? Who are you really? Let us know. Until next week, stay in tune, my love. Stay in tune with Miss P and Miss Stiletto. We're going to have a little bit of, let's see, take us out of the door. Let's see, wordplay. It's the 4x Wordplay. We'll finish up that song next week. To all have a good night.